Another one. Okay, and then, okay, so.
I am recording, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so, Ose Shalom Bimrumav, Huya Ose Shalom Aleinu, Ve'al Kol Yisrael Ve'imru Imru Amen. Okay, so who is he? Yaseh is he will make, I don't want you to write this down. What I'm trying to focus here is Imru. Imru means say.
Say.
Imru, say. Now, the reason why I'm talking about that is because the word hallelujah, we always put that word out of context. Okay? You say hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. No. Okay, the word hallelujah, like imru, with that oo sound at the end, it means a command. You guys, hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah is the short for Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. Yahweh, right? So, it is a command. Hallelujah. Okay, now it says here, Imru. You guys, Imru, say what? Amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Imru. Okay, Imru, amen.
Imru.
Okay, when I say Imru, I'm saying you to say Imru, amen. You just say amen, okay?
Amen.
Let's practice. Imru, amen.
Amen.
Very good. All right. Okay, so I'm supposed to turn this off. I don't know. I hope this works. All right, here we go. One of the best traditions that I have encountered going to the Messianic Synagogue is the Sabbath, going to the synagogue every Saturday. It's recorded in Exodus 20. What number is it? What commandment number is? Keep the Sabbath holy.
Fourth.
It's the fourth commandment. Okay, it says Shabbat Shalom. Peaceful Shabbat. The word Shabbat itself is a verb. Okay, it said, it means he ceased or he stopped. That's a verb. Shabbat Shalom. But we use it as like saying, but it's a sabbatical, you know, it's a vacation, you know. But actually, it's a time of ceasing, stopping, no work, okay? And there's a reason why. There's a big reason why. Now, what do Jewish family do on Erev Shabbat? Okay, they get together and they're so excited. Thursday night, the mom is already out there in the shuk. Say shuk.
Shuk.
Shuk is a market.
Oh.
And they're buying all their baking goods because they make their own challah bread. They don't buy it from Trader Joe's like me. They make their own, okay? And you can see there's a wine glass and there are candles. These are the main elements of the Shabbat table in Erev Shabbat. Now, why? What is Erev Shabbat? Erev means evening. Okay, in the Jewish custom, in the Bible, in your Tanakh, in your Old Testament, in Genesis, the very first part of creation, God said there was evening and there was morning, the first day. So, in Israel, their day starts in the evening. It starts in the sun, during the sundown. Okay, that's why Friday night is the start of the Sabbath already. Okay, that's why Saturday night, no more TV.
Where was
no
it?
No more cell phones.
Mm-hmm. Where was it first established?
It was first established in the during Genesis. Creation, during the creation in Genesis. Okay, Erev is the start of the day, evening. All right. So there's a and also. How many times do you celebrate Shabbat? Every single Shabbat. Every single Saturday. Every single seventh day. Right? That's why this is the most important festival in God's eyes. Not the Rosh Hashanah, not the Yom Kippur, but this. Because he declares every Shabbat. You have to cease from work and then just learn from me. Okay, here we go. The Yayin, Say Yayin.
Yayin.
It's wine. Okay, and the Yayin comes from where? From the fruit of the vine. The fruit of the vine. Now, we say this when we, before we partake of the Yayin. Okay? It says.
How do you spell Yayin?
Yayin, Y-A-Y-I-N.
That's what I thought.
Okay. Baruch Ata Adonai, you can read it, the transliteration. Okay, before we partake the juice, we say, Baruch Ata Adonai, say it with me.
Baruch Ata Adonai, Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Bore Peri HaGafen.
Now there's a tune that comes with it. Okay, those who know it, please sing it with me.
Baruch Ata Adonai, Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Bore Peri HaGafen. Amen.
Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, Creator of the fruit of the vine. Hallelujah, right there. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe. In the Jewish tradition, in their culture, we always bless God, bless God, bless God. In the Christian tradition, bless me, bless me. Right? In the Jewish life, okay, they have to bless God every day. How far have we gone, Christians? Every time they see a flower, they bless God. You know, before they open their Torah, the Bible, they bless God. You know, they see a rabbi, they bless God. When a Christian pray, bless me, Lord, I want a car, I want a wife, I want this, bless me with it. Okay? So this is a part of the Erev Shabbat. This is their culture. They bless God. Now, when Jesus, during the Last Supper, they say, you know, but actually that is a Seder meal. Okay, that's a Pesach. That was Passover, people. Okay? When at the table, what did he do? He raised the cup, right? And he said a bracha. Again, bracha is singular for brachot. Okay. So bracha is a blessing. So he raised that cup and he said that very words. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Bore Peri HaGafen. So now you can hear Jesus saying it in his language.
Yes. Isn't that special?
Yes.
Very special. Okay, so let's go here. The challah bread. All right. Yummy. there is a blessing. This is exactly what Jesus prayed when he raised the bread during the Last Supper. And say it with me, the transliteration.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz.
With the tune.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz.
In English, blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who brings forth bread from the earth. Okay, brings forth bread. The bread came from the earth. The barley came from the earth, and they harvested it and made it into bread. Okay? Now, look at this. How many challah bread do we have here?
Two.
There's always two. I wonder why. Bob, you know, why two challah bread?
Double blessing.
Okay. Go back New Testament. Go back in the Bamidbar, in the desert, in the wilderness.
Is that the manna that came down in heaven?
Yes. That's manna.
Manna
came from heaven, right? They were fed. All right. So the Lord Adonai said.
A double portion.
Exactly. On the sixth day, you gather twice. Because the following day, there will be no manna for you because you are supposed to, you know, sit and relax.
Right.
Shabbat means cease, stop. Okay, so this is a symbolism of that, a double portion on the sixth day. Okay, and during the Pesach, no leaven should be found in your house. So they clean. That's why they get it. They coined the word spring clean from the Jews. Because every spring, before they do their Passover feast, they have to clean the whole house. The dad is helping the little son or the little girl, you know, cleaning the kitchen from all the leaven. They throw away their bagels, their, what else, you know, their donuts, because they have leaven. Does it remind you of something? Okay, the father is helping the son cleaning the house, removing the leaven. Reminds me of something. Jesus in the temple.
Oh, yeah.
He cleaned the temple. His father was with him, cleaning the temple, and that was just before he was crucified. Isn't that symbolism that the Jewish people have been doing for thousands of years? And Jesus fulfilled that. Even that cleaning the house was fulfilled by Jesus. Fascinating. The matzah. The matzah is unleavened. And you can see the stripes. And you can see the little holes in there. Kind of gives you a little story about that. What happened to Jesus' body?
Striped
and pierced. All right. So there's the challah. And so, Friday evening, okay, what else happened? They do their meal, yummy, yummy meals, and the father, the husband, will lay his hand on his wife's head and pray for her. And then the father will put his hand upon his children's head and pray for them. Can you imagine every Christian home doing?
That would be wonderful.
Okay. And the Lord is so smart because Friday night, while the rest of the world are partying, Friday night, the Jewish people are inside the home with their children doing the Shabbat. That's what the Lord wants us to follow. That's what His word is telling us. Can you imagine how many accidents would have been, you know, avoided? You know, many deaths, because Friday night is the most, what, dangerous time of the day to be out there, because there's a lot of drunk people. God is so smart. Friday night, His people are inside the house. Interesting. Yes.
On Shabbat, you light candles.
Yes. There are two candles, just like the picture here, or the very first one. And then the mother would do, before everything else, see the candles, she would do the blessing. Okay. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidashyanu b'mitzvotav, v'tzivanu lehiyot or lagoyim b'l. That is saying, blessed are you, God, King of the universe, who had sanctified us with His commandments and who had commanded us to command Sibanu to be the light of the world, and who had given us Yeshua the Messiah, the true light of the world. And that is done in the Messianic home, okay? Because in the Orthodox home, they don't do Mashiach, Yeshua. No. But this is in the Messianic home. Okay? Beautiful. Okay, so that is the Sabbath. These are the blessings that you will hear. One of these days, maybe next meeting, we will actually partake of the challah. Where's Cassie? Cassie had volunteered to bake the challah. She's my Jewish friend. She's not here. But anyway, and I will bring some little cups and we will partake. Just like, you know, partaking a communion. Sounds good?
Yeah.
Very good. All right. So we have 30 minutes past. What did we learn last Thursday? The first letter? Aleph. What is Aleph's? What does Aleph symbolize? Okay, and the spiritual symbolism, the messianic symbolism of it is? Okay. Alex is a picture of ox. That's the original picture of the letter Aleph, and it means strength, leader, first champion, governor, foundation, blueprint, and Aleph is where we get the word caliph, where we get the word caliphate,
mm-hmm.
or a chief. Okay, and it here's the progression from the head of a cow. Head of the ox to this modern Masoretic text. Why do I keep saying Masoretic? It simply means that the Masoretes are the ones. It's a group of sages, group of scholars, who put together actually our Tanakh with those dots, so they can preserve. The vowel points. Okay, and here's the progression. All right, and this is a stela. You can still see the Aleph right there. And here we go from this Aleph to your keyboard. Really amazing. God is good. All right, so tonight we are going to talk about the letter Bet, but before that, let's see this Aleph. What is the numerical value of Aleph?
One.
How many components are there in Aleph?
Three.
One, two, three. And this, according to the sages, the scholars, this is what? A yod, and a yod, and a vav. A slanting vav. And the yod, what's the numerical value of yod?
Ten.
And another ten, that's 20. And another vav, and the equivalent, the numeric value of vav is?
Six.
10 plus 6, 26. All right, and that is actually the picture of the Aleph. It's saying something, huh? All right, so numerical value, 1. Now let's go ahead and jump to the letter Bet. The letter Bet has two sounds. When there is a bee, buzzing inside the Aleph, inside the Bet, the Aleph is gone here. It is the ba-ba-ba-ba-ba sound. Without the bees buzzing inside the house, it's a va sound. So we have Aleph, Bet, Vet. All right? Now, let's take a look at the letter Bet. If you look at this slide, the Aleph is the first letter, and it symbolizes the Father, or God Himself, Elohim, and then the letter Bet. Say hi to letter Bet. Hi, Bet. And the Bet is sitting at the right-hand side of the Father, right there. Okay. Now, according to the legends, according to the rabbis, during creation, the Creator God talked to the 22 letters. And he is thinking, okay, who would want to be the first? Who would want to be the first letter of the Torah? And then, all these little letters, wee. And then the letter Bet said, pick me. I'm the letter Bet, and with my sound, buh. I will bless you. I will give blessings to everybody. And so Abba, Father, chose Bet. And then he looked at Aleph. Father said, why are you so quiet? Well, I'm quiet because I have the least numerical value. Just one. But Father said, it's okay. You are going to be the first letter of the Ten Commandments. Anochi, the letter Aleph. Okay, so we have Aleph, we have Bet. Now, that is a picture of a house. And it progressed from this symbol to a picture of a tent. Abraham was a nomad. He did not live in a bungalow or a mansion, right? And then it progressed to our letter B. B, bet, all right? Okay, and this one here is the progression from the Proto-Canaanites right here to Moses' time. King David wrote it this way. The Aramaic letter is this way. The Dead Sea Scrolls, you see, this way. And during Yeshua's time, it is the Masoretic text already, the box time. Okay, next, Bet means a house. Remember Bethlehem? It's actually Bethlehem. Bet is house, Lehem is bread, house of bread. Jesus was born in the house of bread because he is the bread of life. House, tent, or a preposition in or into, or a family or within, inside, a sanctuary. Beth-El. Remember Beth-El? Beth-El. Beth is house. El is God. Beth-El means the house of God. It's a refuge, haven. Okay, and Beth has a numerical value of?
Two.
Right there. Now, Samaritan letters, they found this as an early form of the letter Beth. Okay, and you can see it on many other stelas right there. Okay, and let's us look at some words that start with the letter ba, bet. Okay, beh, right here. Can you see it?
Yep.
It's too far. Uh-huh. It means in. So the word bereshit, in the beginning. Bereshit is the very first word of the Bible. Bereshit, ba is in. Now the word bar is means sun, all right? Bar is actually an Aramaic word. The Hebrew word for sun is ben. That's why you say, you always hear Ben David, son of David. Ben Yishai, son of Jesse, okay? And if you take a look at the symbols here, the original symbol of the word bar, it is a picture of a house and a picture of a person. So look at this. That is a house and a boy. Okay? So ben or bar means a person inside the house. The son is the house man or the man from within the house. The other word, boker. Can you say boker?
Boker.
It means morning. Okay, now remember we learned something last time. The word tov, what is tov? Good. Okay, so when you want to say good morning, you say boker tov. That's so weak. Boker
tov.
Okay, not broke your toe, but boker tov. Okay, heart, lev. Okay. And the word for heart is lev, and look at that. It's a picture of a authority or the staff. Let me see if I can remove that little thing. Okay. Oh, I can't. That's why I want my other computer. Okay. Lev means the one that control inside. The authority that control the inside. Lev. Staff, and then the bet, which is the house. Authority, house. So the heart is the one, is the authority that controls the house. Okay, so let's see here. What is next? There are two sounds of the letter bet, the va and the ba. Now, what is this? Bible, all right. It's funny because Bible starts with the letter bet. Okay, but this is the scroll. Okay. Now, when you talk about the Word of God, what is the Word of God? That's my husband saying goodbye. When we say the Word of God, we sometimes refer to the Scriptures or the Bible, right? Okay. But if I burn the Scriptures, if I burn the Bibles, do we still have the Word of God? Yes. The word have I hid in my heart. So I won't sin against you. Okay. Do we put the scriptures in? No. It's his word. Okay. The power, the understanding from that scroll. They can burn all the scrolls in the world. They can burn all the Bibles. But the Christians who have hidden God's heart, God's word in their heart, that cannot be burned. Okay. So that is bit. The word of God. All right. Now, if you look at my Tanakh here, you will see a humongous letter bet. That is the first letter of the Bible, Bereshit. And why is it a humongous one? Because this is no other than what it symbolizes. Okay? This is Yeshua. This is the symbol of Yeshua. He tabernacled with us. Remember John 1:1? In the beginning was the Word. He is the Word. He cannot be burned. But we can put him inside our heart. Okay. And so, look at that. It looks like a mouth. It looks like that he's creating and all the words came out from his mouth. Mm-hmm. And everything existed from his mouth. Mm-hmm. The rest existed. Okay, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All right, here we go. Let's see if I can do this. All right, the bet means if you see it just alone like that, it means in, at, into, with. Okay, the word Bereshit, in. Actually, there should not be the. It should be in beginning. Okay? That's the very first word of the Torah. We're not going to go there. But I want you to focus on this. This is... okay. It's not too clear, but let's see here. Bereshit. In the beginning. Bara. Created. Okay? Elohim. God. Et, Aleph Tav. Remember what we talked about last time? Yeah. Aleph Tav. Who is the Aleph Tav? Beginning and end. Okay, Jesus said, I am the Alpha and Omega. So here, in the beginning, God created. Okay. God did not create Jesus, but Aleph Tav was there in the beginning. He created what he created was the heavens and the earth. Now, this is Genesis 1:1. Let's take a look at John 1:1. This part actually is John 1:1. John 1:1 said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Aleph Tav. Okay? Aleph Tav, God. So, John, the writer of the book of John, the gospel, he started Bereshit. He started with the word Bereshit. He's actually showing everybody that this is a Jewish text.
It sure is.
Because it's full of Hebraism. He took it directly from the Torah, from Genesis 1:1, Bereshit. Okay, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. Okay, Yeshua said to have tabernacled with us, whose body was indeed Beit El, a house of God, the habitation of the Almighty. Now, the Beit is a picture of the Son of God. Let's take a look at this. The word for create in Hebrew is bara. Can you say bara?
Bara.
There is that bar word again. Remember, bar is what? Sun. And the Aramaic word for sun is bar. If we separate the letters within the word for bara, we will have bar, sun, and then the letter aleph, which points to the son of the father, aleph. Thus we have, in the beginning was the son of aleph. Bar, aleph. thing about that. There's so many hints. There's so many messianic points in the Torah. Okay, that's our Aleph. And the bet next to it, right hand of the Father. This is a messianic insight. Jesus is at the right hand of the Father. The word Av, Aleph and Bet, means what? Strong, strength of the house is Father, right? Av, where we get the word Abba, Daddy. Now the word Son in Hebrew, Bar is Aramaic, Ben is Hebrew for Son. This is Beit and Nun, the letter Nun with a na 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 sound like November. So you see here the Father is spelled Aleph Bet, the Son spelled Ben, Bet, Nun. And guess what? The word stone is Evan. It's a combination of Av and Ben. What was the stone that they were stumbling over? It's Jesus, the cornerstone. Okay? And they're still stumbling over. Evan. Okay. Av and Ben equals stone. All right, now the very first word of the Bible is Bereshit. Do you know what's the very last word in the book of Chronicles? Oh, sorry, this is the Torah. This is the Torah. Okay, when I say the Torah, okay, let's make this clear. When I say Torah, the word Torah is, they say it's law. I don't want to hear you guys saying that the Torah is the law, because the word Torah is from the word Yara, which means to teach. So the word Torah is derived from that. So the word Torah means teachings, not law. Instructions, not, oh, no, you know, thou shalt not. No, this is the instruction when you buy your new refrigerator. You get a manual, right? Mm-hmm. That's your instruction. The Lord created us. Here's the instructiones, people. Okay? Instruction, Torah. All right, so in the Tanakh, the Tanakh is the Old Testament, okay? The Torah is the first five books of the Bible, okay? Mm-hmm. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, okay? Now, the Tanakh is the whole Old Testament. Now, in us, we learned that there are 39 books of the Old Testament, right? In the Tanakh, in the Jewish Bible, it's only 24, okay? And it's different. They have a different chronology, okay? The very last book of the Jewish Bible is 2 Chronicles, okay? And in 2 Chronicles, the very last word is Yisrael, okay? First word is Bereshit. Last word is Yisrael. Now, when you connect the two, they say, the sages said, that the word of God is never ending. It's like a circle.
Right.
It doesn't end. So when you study the word of God, you will not come to an end. It continues. Believe me, I don't know how to stop. Okay? Now, when you put this together, you create a word. Look at this. La and the V. Earlier, we talked about this. This word is lev, means heart. When you connect those two words, okay? I love my Torah, it says here. And the lamed is a picture of a staff, the one that controls, all right? The one that controls the house is the heart, okay? That's, ladies and gentlemen, is the letter bet. And you can go on a break. Mm-hmm. 10 minutes only.
10 minutes only.
I'm gonna turn this off.